So I went out one nice sunny day and got the horse and came through town and stopped and bought me a nice straw hat and continued on the journey. I got over here on Hargrave's flat, and Harley had told me that he would bolt and you couldn't stop him. He had a hard mouth. And sure enough, he all of a sudden he just started running. And he ran and he ran and he ran towards Powell. And I didn't want to go to Powell, so I stayed with it quite a ways, and then I jumped. And I'll be darned if he didn't stop dead still and wait for me. So I got on him and rode him to within about a mile and a half of our ranch. And it started to hail. And it was terrible. It beat my poor old straw hat to pieces. And he bolted again. And I thought, I'm not going to go through that fence with him, with a barbed wire fence. So I jumped. There were some old buildings on there, and I got in one of the buildings and stayed until it had quit hailing. And then I thought, well, I guess I'll walk home. So I walked around the corner of the building, and here stood Diamond, which was my horse's name. So I got on him and rode him on home. And the next morning, my brother got up and wrangled on him, and he came walking home. So he dubbed him as a outlaw, and he begged me not to ride him. But I was going to go riding with my little brother that night. I had promised him I would. And Clarence, my brother, said, well, at least let me help you on to be sure that you're settled good before I turn him loose. So just to humor him, I saddled him and called Clarence and said, okay, I'm ready. So he came up there, and the horse had a fit. So I finally said, just get out and leave me alone. He settled right down. I got on him. And I rode him all that summer. He never bolted, he never bucked, he never did anything. But he had that reputation, and Harley finally had a chance to sell him. And about broke my heart, but he sold him to a cowboy that lived not too far from us. And the first time he went to ride him, he bucked him sky high.